Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 758, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about various different interruptions one made, when one is able to make an interruption, when one should not make an interruption between the Hamoitzi and the first bite. So we've been talking about various different things, and we've been talking about the category whereby if it's a tzarech for the Suda, and from our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, if it's a tzarech for the Suda, one would be allowed to talk out. That it's a motion, like we said, if it's possible not to talk out, but of course all this we want to keep in mind. It's all b'di'evid, post facto, person stuck, or whatever the case is. Not to make the hamaitzi and then start, I need this, I need that, it's tzarech ha'suda, I'm allowed to do it. That's not how it works. L'chatchila, of course, one has to do everything and take the bite and swallow, and we said even preferably a kazayis and so on, and down the line. But these cases do come up sometimes, and sometimes there's a tzarech for the Suda, somebody needs salt, somebody even there's a guest, or whatever the case is. We've spoken about some of the various different important things. So we spoke about last shiur in reference to Kiddush, right? Somebody forgot to make Kiddush. How to do it, then we said you make Kiddush on the pas. And then in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, which is what we quoted last shiur, Sif Hey at the end. So now the question comes up, what about Havdalah? Right? By Kiddush, fine. So we said you can make Kiddush on the bread, you make Kiddush on the challah, on pas. There is such a concept of making Kiddush on challah, somebody doesn't have wine. What about Havdalah, right? I come home and whatever, we're cleaning up and we just somehow it slipped and we forgot to make Havdalah. Now we sit down to eat Malav Malka, right? Everybody and I wash and good, everything, I make the brach, everything is beautiful, I make the hamaitzi, I'm about to take the first bite, I make my hamaitzi, and I remember, one second, Oyvei, I forgot to make Havdalah. Now, as we know, before Havdalah, one is not allowed to, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, right? One is not supposed to be eating before Havdalah, so what do I do? On one hand, I made already the Hamaitzi, I have to take a bite, otherwise it's a major hefsik. But on the other hand, I can't eat before I make Havdalah, so which way do I go, right? But so by the Kiddush, it was a little bit different. By the Kiddush, you could just make Kiddush right on the spot. Good, make it. You made Hamaitzi already, so then you just continue down the line. You made the Hamaitzi and you say Asher Kiddushanu, you don't say Vayechulu, and just continue down the line, sort of, and make the second part of Kiddush, the Bracha, and so on, and then you just go ahead and eat with out making another Hamaitzi. But by Havdalah you can't do that, because Havdalah you don't make Havdalah. Havdalah has to be made on wine, right? Or the grape juice or whatever the case is, but you can't make Havdalah on bread. So says Rama, Aval b'Havdalah, continuing on after we spoke about the Kiddush issue. So then he says over there again in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Aval b'Havdalah, by Havdalah, you made the Hamaitzi, right? You made the Hamaitzi and you just realized before you took the bite you forgot to make Havdalah. He says, Yoichal Techila, first take a bite, first eat a little bit, take a bite, right? Take a bite, swallow, and then you could go make Havdalah. Oh. So says the Rama, why? The Harei Ein Mavdilin Al Pas, because you can't make Havdalah on Chali, you can't make Havdalah on bread or whatever the case is, right? Or matzah, you can't make Havdalah on Pas. So that's what the Rama says. But when it comes to Havdalah, you made the Hamaitzi, you forgot to make Havdalah, so don't stop and make Havdalah and then take the bite. He says, first eat a little, and then go ahead and make Havdalah. But not to make it, you can't make Havdalah on bread. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Nechavav, Sifkat Nechavav, he says, Yerchal Techila, eat a little bit, Perish Prusas Hamaitzi, take a piece of the Hamaitzi, right? You made the Hamaitzi, take a piece, eat it, swallow it, and so on. Kadesh Shaloi Tihiya Bracha Levatala, in order that the Bracha should not be Levatala, the Bracha should not go in vain. It's interesting because, you know, again, if you think about it, really it's Sarche Yasuda. So it's an interesting, you know, why over here not? But I guess because, like the Rama said, because you can't make Havdalah on bread. So the concept of, like we said, in conjunction with Kiddush, would not exist over here. But the way he says it, that Shleitiya Bracha Levatala, shouldn't be Bracha Levatala. But even though we know, the question is, we do know that Tzarche Suda, right, when it's a need for the meal, which is the Havdalah is a need for the meal, because I can't eat without Havdalah, is really technically one should be able to make Havdalah. Okay, but be it as it may, he says, no, don't do that. First, go ahead and take a bite. Afterwards, you have to stop. And you take the bite, swallow, fine, and then go ahead and make Havdalah. But he says, interesting thing, afterwards, He says interesting thing afterwards that v'ayim ashekosef amogen avram simin reish sadik tes, which talks about havdala de la poiskim. According to the poiskim, havdala drabana, and according to those poiskim that say that havdala is drabana, and it's reish sadik tes, and Shabbos talks all about it. Ein tzarich lahafsik, you would not have to even stop after the first bite. He says according to those poiskim, elagoymer sudasay v'achakach mavdil. In other words, according to the poiskim that say that havdala is only drabana, it's machlokes. So according to them, one would not even have to stop after the first bite. He finished your malava malka. Finish, done deal. Now go ahead and make havdala. But lemaisi does end off in the dirishu. He brings down what it said over there. Amnam in the sharetzian over there in Reish Sadik Tes, that Kosev Shep Sefer No Shalem Hiksha Ala Magen Avraham. You see, and the bottom line is Shemestabit Tzarech Lahafsik, that the bottom line is one should be mafsik after the first bite, at least that much. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, at least in the beginning. He says, in other words, after you take the bite, go ahead and make havdala. So, but Lamaisi does bring down that v'siyim sham the mistabit tzarich lahafsik, after you finish the first bite, swallowing and so on, then you would go ahead and make havdala. Okay, so just to sum up today's shir, 1, 2, 3, this person came home from shul, right, and they were, whatever the case was, they were Isaac and this, Isaac and that. In general, we do want to keep in mind it's an important thing to make havdala as soon as possible. A person comes home as soon as possible to make havdala. Now, there are certain times that certain issues, certain things come up, whatever. There's sometimes that it gets, whatever the case, pushed off a little. Certain issues, sometimes somebody needs a bathroom or whatever the case is, something like that. So, but be it as it may, sometimes it does get pushed off, and it could happen. It's not, you know, it's not so much like Kiddush, whereby everybody knows a Kiddush, whatever. By Avdallah, things are going on, and people are ready, you know, it's already after Shabbos, and people already, if they say, you know, Baruch Hamavda Ben Kersh L'Chayil, or Man David Zetshul, whatever, he says, whatever the case is, so there was some sort of Hadal already said, and there's things going on, people cleaning, or whatever, so sometimes it's sort of like, it could get lost in the shuffle, whereby when a person sits down to make the Malaf HaMalka, they realize that they forgot to make Havdalah. So plain and simple, but that's the story, you made the Hamaitzi, and a person forgot, then he realized before he took the bite, that he forgot to make havdalah, so then just take the first bite of the challah, the bread, the matzah, whatever it is person's eating, swallow the first bite, and then go ahead and from there, go ahead and make havdalah. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.